This is your Paragon News update for September 22nd, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton woman is wanted in Custer County after allegedly stealing items from a friend's home. One of the items, apparently, was a lamp. According to online court records, a first-degree burglary charge was filed against Maria Jeanette Diaz on September 16th for the alleged crime that took place back on June 23rd. The probable cause affidavit stated that Diaz went to the victim's home in the 100 block of Forest Lane and claimed that she was owed money by the victim. Diaz would later force her way into the home. A short time later, Diaz would take a lamp that she had given the victim a few months earlier. After Diaz left the home, the victim would tell police that she would discover that her cell phone was missing as well. An outstanding warrant for the arrest of Diaz was issued on September 20th with bond set in the amount of $1,000 as of press time. Diaz has not been apprehended. An Elk City man with an outstanding federal arrest warrant was arrested recently in Beckham County. According to a press release from the District 2 Drug Task Force, on September 20th, investigators received information that 28-year-old Tyson Glenn Creech, who was wanted by the Federal District Court for the Western District of Oklahoma, had been observed in the 2nd Judicial District of Oklahoma. Investigators conducted an investigation in conjunction with the Roger Mills County Sheriff's Office, the Beckham County Sheriff's Office, the Erick Police Department, and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol to locate Creech. The press release said that on September 21st, investigators located Creech at a location in Erick. Officers and investigators were able to apprehend Creech without incident at the location. An Oklahoma district judge has ruled a suburban Oklahoma City police officer who has Western Oklahoma ties will face trial for the fatal shooting of a man who refused to drop a baseball bat as he approached the officer. The village officer Chance Avery is charged with second-degree murder or, in the alternative, first-degree manslaughter in the July 2020 shooting death of Christopher Poole. District Judge Cindy Trong on Tuesday reversed an earlier ruling by Special Judge Lisa Hammond that prosecutors did not present evidence that Avery committed a crime. Defense attorney Gary James said Avery legally used deadly force and is also considering appealing Trong's ruling. Trong said Hammond had sound reasons for her ruling, but that excessive force arguments are, quote, questions of fact for the jury to decide, end quote. Police said Avery was called to the home by Poor's wife, who was retrieving personal belongings when Poor ran inside carrying the bat and was shot by Avery after refusing to drop the bat. Now, this isn't the first excessive force case in which Avery has been involved. In April of 2014, Avery, then a Custer County Sheriff's deputy, and another deputy were cleared by the district attorney in the fatal shooting of then 18-year-old Maha Vist Goodblanket. In state news, OG&E plans to file a request with the Corporation Commission. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers tells us why.
OG&E says it needs an additional $875 million from customers to cover costs incurred during the big winter storm in February. The utility is telling customers it plans to file paperwork with the State Corporation Commission asking to recoup that money over the next 13 years. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $71.96, up $1.47. Brent crude at $75.92, that's up $1.56. Natural gas at $4.75, that's down a nickel. Recapping our top story, a stolen lamp lands a Clinton woman a felony charge. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 20th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.